This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
About it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
Buy or sell time. Welcome back into the whole show. All right, Angel. I want to get your thoughts on this. This is one of Tanner's worst takes that he's ever had.
He's had a bunch of them.
Tiger Woods' time for golf needs to be done. You buying or selling that? Time to be done with Tiger Woods. Are we tired of Tiger?
No.
You're selling that.
Selling it.
Yeah, me too. I don't care if Tiger Woods is 97 years old and can't even lift a golf club. Planting his butt on a golf course only adds the popularity. Only adds to the popularity. I don't care if he can't swing the club.
No, golf is hard for 9 holes, it's hard for 18 holes, it's hard for 72 holes.
It's hard for one hole.
Sure, for some.
Yeah for most, right?
Tiger Woods is one of the most influential, popular athletes of all time. Outside of golf, whatever. I grew up at a time where he was at his peak, and I go back and watch old Tiger Woods tournaments just to see a glimpse of how peak he was at that time. I remember watching the 2019 Masters when he came back and won it. That was incredible. It's one of my favorite sports memories.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Tiger Woods at the Masters. Yep. It worked.
I don't even like golf, but I have more of a chance of watching if Tiger Woods is involved. Like, that's it. 100%.
Yeah, and that's
he is
not
the most popular, one of the most popular athletes of all time.
Not to put down the other golfers of our time that are good and, you know, up there. But it's Tiger Woods. He is, like, I knew Tiger Woods before I knew what golf was.
Oh, I'm probably the same way. Like, oh, that guy's popular. Derbs is buying that. Derbs says, that's the correct take on Mr. Eldrick Woods. Yes, that is the correct take. Buying or selling that if CSU, I just asked it on Twitter, if Colorado State beats CU on September 14th, would that be the best rivalry win in the history of the Rams? Now, Mike's already texting and saying, unless it's 41-14 and their QB is tossed around like in 1999, then no. But, see, and I don't, you guys can give me any game you want. Any game you want. Any rivalry win you want. It won't be sweeter than this. With the media attention that this got last year, with the threats on Henry Blackburn's life, all of it, being able to, I'm going to say it, shut CU up, would be the sweetest victory in rivalry history for the Colorado State Rams.
I compare it to what I know about rivalries with Alabama and Auburn. Unfortunately, Auburn has more of those top, like, shock the world type of victories, like the kick six and the cam back when they were down like 24-0 and come back and win. Obviously, last year, Bama had the 4th-and-31, and that was cool. But, okay, you beat your rival, and they are a 5-win football team. It still feels good, but it's like, nah.
So no?
If you beat CU, and they end up going on to only win four or five games, yeah, it's going to feel great because you won it in September. But ultimately, if you both have 4 or 5 wins at the end of the year, ugh.
So you're telling Rams fans beat them and then root for CU after that, right?
Sure.
Yeah, to sweeten that victory up. Now it is. You should know that in 1999, CSU opened up by beating. I think CU was a top 10 team, maybe a top 15 team at that point. They beat CU. It was a highly publicized game. Gary Barnett was on. I think that was his first year, so they were big time. That was That was huge. That was a big, big win for Colorado State.
You could look at it both ways, where it's a big win because you beat Deion, or you could discredit, say, yeah, see, I told you Deion wasn't going to work out. So, that win doesn't really...
Okay, so Rams fans might take it the other way. No, we're not going to give that any respect because Deion hasn't done anything. We want to beat the Buffs just like we want to beat the Buffs every year. But this one is neither, and I think that's BS. I think this one will be a little sweeter. But yeah, if the Buffs go on to be a clown show next year and this thing just ends as in a dumpster fire somewhere and primetime's gone, maybe. But Angel, I'm telling you, dude, the people that come after Kim Norvell and Jay Norvell, the vile things that are said about their fans, and I know there are some primetime fans, they're not Buffs fans, but still, being able to win that game, I don't know, man, I think it's got to be up there. You're not buying it.
I'm in between on it. I really am, because I could see it going, two different directions where, you hype it up to be, oh, we got to beat the Buffs, we got to beat Deion, and then if you don't do it, that adds so much more fuel to their fire, and you don't even have a chance to say, you couldn't even go back on the argument of, oh, well, see, I knew Deion wasn't going to work out anyway, so it's not, yeah, whatever. So it's weird.
I think there will be a ton of Rams fans that don't want to give it that kind of fire. But I think people like me, that I'm not a diehard Rams fan, I'm a fan. And based on what I saw and still see from some primetime fans, it would be freaking awesome. Especially with the media attention. And if you get the McAfee show out there and Skip and all of them out there. What's his name? Skip's old partner. I guess ESPN wouldn't be out there, or they'd be out there, one of the two. Why can't I think of Skip's old partner? The most controversial guy
Shannon
in sports.
Sharp?
No. Wasn't his partner before Sharp? Why? You know who he
Stephen
is.
Stephen A.
Yeah, Stephen A. Could not think of his name. But you get all them out there.
Well, Stephen A. doesn't like Colorado.
Yeah, but he'll come to Boulder. Didn't he come to Boulder last year? And he bowed down at primetime's feet. I think it'd be sweet, but some might disagree.
Could we get a Rock versus Lesnar type of thing going?
Oh yeah, you could, because that's the other thing about the Buffs. Don't you want to beat them? Like, you got people that don't even know what the hell they're talking about. And I love The Rock, but you just get celebrities that are there in Boulder because of primetime. They don't care about the history. They don't even care about the rivalry. They did last year because Jay Norvell juiced that thing up, man. He did.
I don't know where The Rock is. He could be with The Undertaker.
Was he a bad guy now, isn't he?
Yes. You have The Undertaker
heel?
Come in and choke slam you. I don't know what that makes you.
I did see that video. Are you buying or selling that the WWE is back? I don't know if it ever went away, but
I paid more attention to it in the last few months.
Oh, I'm texting Brian last night. Who's Dusty Rhodes' kid? Rory?
Cody.
What?
Cody.
Cody, same thing. I thought he looks just like The Miz. And I thought, are those guys brothers? Brian's like, no, a lot of people think that, but they're not related. And I remember watching Dusty Rhodes' son, in the 90s. How far apart are they? They must be really far apart. Because Cody's like taking off now. Dustin wrestled when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, he's dethroned the Brotherhood, the Usos.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like this, like, three guys that are all Hawaiian and they're all tatted up and they're kind of related to The Rock in a way.
Yeah, so I don't know. Is it making a comeback, or I guess it never went away because some people still love it?
I think I've seen a bit of a comeback from it.
Yeah, it feels
obviously
like
you bring
it.
Back John Cena and The Rock, and it's like, whoa.
Whoa, yeah. Heck yeah. Big names. Undertaker?
Yeah.
Buy or sell. Dallas will tank next year to ensure that they have a shot at Shador Sanders. I think that's crazy.
I don't think they'll tank on their own accord, I think. I don't think Dallas is going to be a playoff team.
I can't see them tank, Angel. I do think they're a playoff team. Like, Keeler says a lot of things that I agree with, but he's off his rocker on that one.
I think on paper they could be, but what is the turmoil with, okay, Dak, this is your last year. McCarthy, you'd be lucky to make it through your last year. We're looking to restart this
Are
franchise.
They? Have they announced? Is that known?
You can't keep going with Dak. You're not going to sign him to another contract.
So they tank. They don't want to try to put their best foot forward this year, because that would only put them in a tougher spot. If Dak is good, if Dak is good, do they stick with him?
No.
They're done.
I think they're done.
What if Dak has an MVP year? Again, it's a big what if, but what if?
I don't think so.
They're done.
Jerry wants to win now, and I don't think Dak is the guy to do that.
What if they win a Super Bowl?
Then Jerry Jones will die peacefully the day after.
He'll just die, and he's like, I don't have to make that decision. Or he'll turn into a bat and fly away.
Yeah, he will fade into light and be gone.
He'll just be like, it's my job is done. I think Jerry Jones is Dracula. That's where I'm going with this. So his job is done, and he doesn't have to make that decision. They're not winning a Super Bowl. They're not going to be great. I think they're, if they try, I think they're a wild card team. But is this a, hey, Mike McCarthy, you know?
I mean, either way, if you get a one and done in the playoffs again, what's the point? Would you rather be one and done or lay, let's tank and restart?
Oh, yeah, you're talking to Mr. Tank here, man. I'm ready for the Broncos to do some good old-fashioned tanking. So if I were a Cowboys fan and I didn't feel good about winning a Super Bowl, then I would be doing whatever it is I think I can to restructure my team and be ready for it the next year. But I'll tell you this right now, Angel, if I were the Cowboys, I think I'm still sticking with Dak. What else is out there? If you can get there.
You can figure it out. If he does the Eli Manning thing,
yeah,
just say no to everybody.
You just say, no, I'm not going to play. If you draft me, I'm only going to go to Dallas. Yeah, I could see Primetime doing that, and Shador. And then where's Shiloh go? Does he get drafted? Is Shiloh a draft pick?
I don't think it matters.
So he just signs where he just don't get drafted and he'll sign on?
I know parents don't pick favorites, but Shiloh's kind of just there.
What, does he have three kids? He has four kids?
I believe four.
Yeah. Well,
like Deion Jr.,
if you missed,
Shiloh, and then his daughter.
If you missed my interview with Sean Keeler, folks, you should go back and listen to that podcast because Keeler lays out all the evidence.
Six, seven reasons
as to why Primetime is not going to be with the Colorado Buffaloes in 2 years. I had a hard time disagreeing with him on that. I think that that's a very realistic possibility. Now, will he be the head coach of the Dallas freaking Cowboys? That's wild to me, dude.
It was wild to see him in Boulder when he got that job. So, I don't know. Does he want, I guess he's good at the NIL and this active transfer portal world of college sports. But does he want to go to the NFL route and just manage players? And you're in Dallas. You're going to have all the money you want. You're going to have all the resources and the marketing that you want.
That's the marketing grab. Is Primetime good at coaching football? I mean, he proved it at Jackson State. He has yet to prove it at CU. And the competition's only going to get a little more tricky next year with the Big 12 move.
What kind of moves is Jerry Jones doing? If he does that, he is a booster at Arkansas. So he kind of helped with the Calipari thing.
So it's all about name for him?
Yes.
Well, I thought it was all about Super Bowls, but Jerry Jones has had...
Why not both?
Jerry Jones has been known to be a guy that's going after the shiny objects, right? He loves Primetime. That's his guy, man. And Primetime would... That would be... You think we see something crazy now with the coverage around Boulder? Primetime going to Dallas? You'd never hear the end. You'd never hear the end of Dallas. Who's more popular, Primetime or LeBron James?
If he went to the NFL, yeah.
You think if
he would be Deion, yeah.
So right now it's LeBron. But if he went to the NFL?
I hesitate with LeBron just because he's kind of towards the end of his career.
But the network's all talk. That's all they talk about.
Well, because it's LeBron.
It's the Lakers and LeBron. This would be, it would be epic. It would, if you think Cowboys talk is a lot now, that's the networks might as well just change their name to Dallas Cowboys.
And you think Jerry feels the same way?
Yeah. That would be, hey, if I can't win a Super Bowl, I'm going to make this the most talked about sporting thing in the history of the world.
The Cowboys' legacy will live on past Jerry Jones with this move.
Oof. I'm the guy that's in the middle. I'm a fan of primetime. I am growing weary of it, though. I'm growing a bit tired of the shtick.
It's been a quieter offseason.
Yes, but it, when he does...
last year, but that was fresh on the scene.
Well, it's spring, and you know, four-letter network's not going to be out at their spring game this year. So the buildup has gone away nationally, but it will return. And when primetime talks, everybody listens. So when he's on podcasts, and you know, the Warren Sapp news was big last week, people do tend to listen to that. Big Hub, I don't feel that CSU versus CSU will be, or CU will be as hyped as it was last year.
If CSU doesn't fill up their stadium with their fans, I could see that.
Well, yeah, you got it. That thing's got to be, that's got to be huge.
ESPN's not going to say, yeah, we're going to come there, but it's like 70-30 with Buffs fans.
If CU's 2-0 and CSU is 2-0, which they won't be, does that make it? Is that now it's talked about?
Maybe. I think before the game last year, that kind of felt more of, we need to get Deion and the Buffs in some kind of primetime game. They have a rivalry game, so that'll help. But the national perception on CSU was they had no shot. And they showed up, played a great game, took it to overtime, late night football. It was great. It was a huge success for the networks and all of that. Can you replicate that this year when the hype isn't in Fort Collins? It's still in Boulder.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Has the national perception of CSU changed going into this year?
Of CU?
CSU.
I think it changed after that game because it was like, whoa, we all believe CU's legit, and CSU just took them to several overtimes. This was nutty. But then I think both teams sucked after that, and it was, never mind, our bad. So to answer your question, there isn't a perception nationally about CSU. Well,
I think it almost sets up like, okay, the Buffs need to be good this year. We'll see if the Rams can keep up with them. But yes, we're all projecting the Buffs to be a lot better.
I think the Buffs are going to be better. I mean, would they win four games last year? Mm-hmm. There's no reason. They should be a bowl team. They should win at least six games. CSU, they're probably floating right around there too. They won five. Did they win five?
Yes.
So I think that they should be a bowl team. I don't think they're great. Now, if Braden Fowler Nicolosi takes a step and he's a stud and he's the $600,000 man, you know, he really is, then, yeah, I think they could be really good. Defensively, they have some questions. They were so good 2 years ago. Last year, they kind of took a step back and, you know, they're losing Mo Kamara and Chiggy, a couple of studs. So I think that there will be question marks around the defense. But if BFN can light it up, if we see him play like he did against CU, then yeah, that's a team that's going to score a lot of points, and you will probably finally see Fort Air Raid take hold in year three. But as far as a perception around them, I think the game will be hyped. I do agree it's not going to be as big because you're not going to be playing that game off the heels of what? CU beat TCU in Nebraska? Mm-hmm. Those were significant wins. That was the start of the Matt Rhule era in Nebraska. The heated, hated rivalry renewed. And then TCU came in at what? 13 to start the year?
Yeah, and then they dropped off.
They dropped off. But still, that was CU beating TCU. And it was the, you know, do you believe now, embarrassing Edwarder in front of all of his peers? Like, that was big news. So the buildup was outstanding for that game. And then for CSU, how many games did they have before that?
It was just the Washington State game.
That's right.
And the quarterback change.
That's right. So they didn't have any juice coming into that. The only juice they had was that Jay Norvell started trash talking. And I say trash talking loosely. He said, "Hey, when I'm speaking to people,
my mom taught me
to take off my hat and my glasses." And primetime hated that and lost his mind on it. And they go to shake hands at the end of the game, and Jay says, hey, I wasn't talking about your family. Prime to, yes, you were. Yes, you were. Shador's trying to hold his dad back and says, don't hit him and stuff. Like, there was juice, man. It was
so
epic.
We talked, like, with CSU fans or whatever giving the juice to CU. Would Deion reciprocate that and say, yeah, we'll play the game again? Or is it, we beat him, so
he's not going to talk about
respect
him?
Is, I don't have to give you that respect.
I think my gut tells me they're going to tamp this down. There was a lot of smoke around it, and I think Jay Norvell is going to tamp it down. Don't you think? Or does he bring up, hey, the handshake? Because somebody, if maybe it'll be me. I want to ask. Kevin, don't ask. I want to ask him, hey, after that handshake last year against Primetime, how do you feel about the man? You know? Because I know, there was part of me that thought this whole thing was made up. That Primetime and Jay were like, let's hook each other up, man. You know, ride some of this fame that we're bringing in. You guys, I could see that happening. And then Jay goes, all right, I'll come at you for your glasses or something. And it was not. That was not made up. That was all real. 100%. But what came after was, if anybody in the world actually thinks Jay Norvell was talking about Primetime's actual mom, they are idiots. Sorry. He was not talking about his mom. When that is a phrase that we say. Didn't your mom teach you any better? I don't believe, like, if you're eating, you know, and you're chewing with your mouth open, and I say, Angel, didn't your mom teach you any better? I'm not thinking your mom did not once say, hey, Angel, don't do that. I'm just thinking you as a human being are now just a guy that eats with his mouth open. It was a phrase.
Yeah, were you raised in a barn?
Yeah, I wasn't. I don't believe you were actually raised in a barn. But Primetime fans, oh my gosh, he's coming at Primetime's mommy? Oh, wow, he's such an evil human. He's evil for that. You guys don't pay attention to anything. Well, it made me mad. I was heated up.
To my point, it's like you beat them, so why bring it up again if you're the Buffs?
Well, the Buffs might not, but is Jay going to talk? Is he going to comment on the handshake? Is somebody going to say, hey, how do you feel after that? You know, that was the handshake. We didn't know what happened until after.
Well, it obviously motivated them to beat CSU. So do you try to motivate them again by bringing it up or doing some kind of different take on it?
Shador will, won't he?
I don't know. Maybe Shador is matured. Matured?
Shadored.
There you go.
I was just thinking about this game. Because, Angel, if Hooligans, do me a favor. Don't ever go look at my posts. Whenever that was. Was that September 14th or 13th or whatever last year? Don't go look at it. It's nasty, dude. It's nasty. The people on there, I mean, they come after my show. They come after my family. This is why I don't post a lot of pictures and stuff of my family anymore. That game did it. I don't put it on there. My boy, Marty, who works in KOA Radio, they went after him. They took pictures of him from the online that he owns of him standing with his kid. They go after his kid. I'm telling you mean, nasty things. I'm not going to repeat them. They take pictures of Rams fans, and then they share them, and they edit it, and they write the R word on there. And they're just awful. And I'm not saying that's Buffs fans. Mark Johnson's one of my dear friends, and he loves the Buffs. He would never do anything like that. There's a lot of Buffs fans that wouldn't. I have a lot of Buffs fans that listen to this show. I am technically a Buffs fan. So these are not your regular Buffs fans, dude. And I was just thinking, what's that first tweet going to be like? If I say, hey, a player does some trash talking from the Buffs, and I say, because I'll be at that game, and I tweet something, is it going to be an attack on my family again? Attack the show, attack my takes, all that stuff. I'm used to that. But when it comes to family and you're like you as a person, like one guy said, you'll never be a McAfee. I had a picture of me holding my son, and he's making direct eye contact. And if you know my history and my background and my little boy, you know that that picture means the absolute world to me. And I had a tank top on. Also, guns out, sun's out, guns out, right? And somebody's going at it. First off, they were saying stuff about the kid. And then it was like, you'll never be Pat McAfee. I've never strived to be a punter in my life, a former punter.
Devil's advocate, Brady, that's their whole point, is the family stuff.
What do you mean?
You talked to, or Norvell talked about Deion's mama. So that gives me the right to talk about your kids, family.
Go read the comments, and it ain't nothing like what Jay Norvell said. Nothing.
Well, it's justification for that.
For them? If you go
playing devil's advocate. Yeah. I know I'm Angel, and that's weird to say that, but
that is weird. But no, I mean, these things are nasty. And the post that I made was not even about the Jay Norvell primetime thing. The post I made was about Shador poking Mo Kamara's eyes. He's lucky to have eyeballs. He poked him so hard. It was the worst poke. I mean, it's like Three Stooges on steroids, that
Travis
poke.
Travis is lucky to have any internal organs.
Yeah, but he's okay, and they went bowling afterward. It's all good. Mo Kamara and Shador didn't go bowling afterward. You know, again, Mo's lucky that he has eyeballs. You saw that poke, how hard that was? He's lucky to be alive. So I tweeted something like that. One guy's like, you are so stupid. Like, they don't understand sarcasm or anything like that because they get so damn offended if you say anything. It's crazy. Ooh, that's a good question. Aaron says, I'd put my money on Jay Norvell in that fight. Who's winning? Jay Norvell or primetime? That will be our poll question next year.
Is it hands and feet or just hands?
Yeah. Mainly hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got
it's kind of an unfair fight.
You got a leg up on Dion, no pun intended.
Toe up, maybe. 31 after the hour. Angel went there for the record. That was him. He went there. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear it again. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
All right, I'm trying to get the Rocky Mountain Showdown built up already, Angel. It is going to be awesome. I agree, it's not going to have the juice that it had last year, but nobody really agrees. I didn't say I agree. I'm just asking the question. Do I think it'd be the biggest win, rivalry win ever? It might be the most viewed, if that stands for anything. So I asked the question just now on X. If CSU beats CU on September 14th, possibly Prime's final showdown, wink, wink, would that be the best rivalry win in Rams history? Matt says 2002 or 2009 would be better. Mike said the 41-14 win in 1999 would be better. Justin says probably not. Wyoming in 94 and CU in 2002, but it would be the best rivalry win in Canvas Stadium. Smitty just says no. He has the Bradley Van Pelt infamous touchdown or football to the head throw once he's crossing over the touchdown. The Steve Bartolo-led victory at Folsom in 86 seems better to me. That's the year I was born. 2002 was pretty good. Not if, but when is all this person says. And then Jason says, I hope so. And then, if monkeys fly out of your butt, will you join the circus? Is one other guy's reply. I'll give you one guess of fan base he belongs to. Then another one. Final showdown. You all just be speaking like clowns and have no idea what you're even saying. We literally live rent-free in your head and your program's head. With CU, you will actually be able to sell out a game. Congrats. Here they come. You ask a question. If CSU beats CU, would it be their biggest win in history? And it pisses people off.
I think there could be like emotional wins, and then there's like actual beatdowns. Like we beat them 49-0, and that was
That would be nice.
A dominant win.
I mean, listen, I always say I root for the Buffs, but I cannot deny that with these trolls, it makes me want to beat them. Makes me want to root for CSU in a big way. So, yeah, keep it up, trolls. Keep it up, 39 after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado. Proud partner of UNC Athletics. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
I mean, you get a taste of who, like, the most sensitive fan base is when you post a question like that. Like, I mean, it's hilarious to me. Some of the comments from the primetime side, and some of them are Buffs fans, but it's like, I'm asking the question. If CSU beats them, would that be big? And you guys get mad at that question. As if it couldn't happen. As if you didn't go to two overtimes against CSU last year. Get out of here. I mean, you guys are nuts. Some of you are. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I'm excited for it, but look at that, man. This is a sample. They're going to get so nasty leading up to that game, and heaven forbid, Jay Norvell say something about a hat or sunglasses. People are just going to lose their damn minds.
Well, it's like, they get, you know, the Buffs fans, the Prime fans, they'll get upset and say, oh, you're a clown, or we're living rent-free, but also you're the little brother and we don't really care. Which is it? Do you not care? Do you not give CSU any credit or respect? Or is it, nah, see, they keep poking at us.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pick one.
Well, it's like this guy comments and says, we live rent-free in your head. By asking if CSU wins, and sorry, it's not negative on primetime to say that next year could be his final showdown. It means that he might go to the freaking NFL. But people don't want to hear that. They want to hear what they want to hear. He might not be with the Buffs next or in 2 years. That's realistic.
Michigan thought Harbaugh would be there forever. And he did what he needed to do there. And now he's gone.
Look at Kentucky. Athletic director just came out last week and said, After talking to John and all blah, 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 he'll be back next year. We're excited for his 4 millionth year or whatever it is, his 16th season. He's gone. Believe it or not, coaches move on. And especially in a situation where primetime has coached his kids his entire coaching career. That will not be the case the following season. So we don't know what we don't know. And that's certainly something that you have to consider. So don't come at me like it's this sin to say that primetime's last year is next year. I mean, how much crap do you think Sean Keeler gets for that kind of take on the Denver Post? Because he's supposed to be a guy that covers Boulder on a regular basis. Brian Howell, our guy from Buff Zone, he was called racist for some of his coverage last year. It's wild to me. Like, it's a different kind of fandom. Why is that? Why does primetime have such a different fan base? It's like a Britney Spears fan base. Leave Britney alone kind of deal.
It's this weird perception that he can do no wrong, and anything slightly negative or anything anti-Dion is an attack on their character.
It's weird.
You know, like, I love Nick Saban, but I've heard tons of trash talk about how people hate him and you think he's a jerk. Like, okay, that's your opinion, man.
But it's not just your opinion, man.
It's like, I feel the way I feel about him, and I hope he's enjoying his retirement. Others would say, I hope he trips on the beach and drowns.
Well, I'm not even saying you can't go and defend him and say, hey, actually, no, Nick Saban's a solid coach. He's good. But it's when you, like this clown here that says, if monkeys come out of your butt, would you join the circus? That's not even a take, bro. You're embarrassing yourself. You're a grown-ass man. I just looked at it. He's a grown-up human being. And he probably has a job somehow, and he associates with people that way. I think, you know, sports is fun. We have fun with this.
Oh, you have your fans, your favorites, your coaches that you love, your players that you love, and you defend them because, not that they can't defend themselves, they're athletes and they're popular people, but it's that part of fandom that we take personally, and it's, oh, if you attack Dion, you're attacking me, so I'm going to come after you, and you're dumb for thinking he's not going to coach. He's not going to coach
you
forever.
How dare you? You're a clown. That's how they sound for some reason.
Suddenly they're Southern.
Yeah. How dare you? Why? For suggesting that primetime would ever leave? It's like that episode in The Office when Ryan's doing his speech at the school, and Michael's there as a guest speaker. He's like, sorry for thinking that Dunder Mifflin could ever go out of business. It's like, well, yeah, it's a paper company. There's a good chance that it could go out of business. That's it. Sorry for ever thinking primetime will not coach for the Buffs. There's several reasons. Sorry for that. Doesn't make you like a hot take or a bad dude. Everybody's been saying it since he got there. So, guys, just gotta, you gotta chill out a little bit. You know, calm down. It's just a human being, man.
Like Dion came and he saved CU, and now CU is this precious little baby, and you can't do anything to harm them.
It didn't take Carl Durrell. You want to win four games? Just leave Carl Durrell there. You know, just do that thing.
Oh, they don't like reality.
Bring Mike McIntyre back.
Nah, but Brady, that was last year. They improved four times as much.
They had four wins. And they were up by 30 against Stanford, but then the second half we don't talk about because that's offensive.
No, they completely turned the program around. No, you just completely rebuilt the program.
Trolls are making me not like the Buffs, and that's unfair. Because
I don't think they want people to like them.
They're like the hockey fan, the diehard hockey fan.
Yeah, they are. The Buffs are mine. They're my team, and Dion's my coach, and you don't get to like him.
Primetime's my guy.
You also can't hate him, but you can't like him either.
It's like, as much as primetime, and I'm not knocking it, I love a lot of his religious quotes and things like that, but as much as he puts that out there, the word of God out there, because he does, he has a fan base that idolizes him. We're not supposed to do that. So stop idolizing me. Be a fan of me. Sure, that's great. I love your fan support. But idolizing the crap that the way these guys respond is you're treating him as if he's your God. That's insane. And I love primetime as much as the next guy, but I never viewed him as being that kind of having the Taylor Swift type following. It's what he has. It's nuts.
Very similar.
49 minutes after the hour. What did we learn today? Coming up next.
With Brian, Gary, and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this ninth day of April? Don't ever suggest that primetime might lose or ever leave Boulder or anything like that, because that is, I mean, that'll get you. That'll get you in trouble. Angel, what'd you learn on this ninth day of April?
That the Rockies could get a series win if they win today. Kyle Freeland's ERA is now under 20.
Oh, here we go.
And Charlie Blackman can still hit home runs.
Who's pitching today, tonight? Ernie or McCracken?
Ernie McPitcher guy?
I'm actually going to the game.
Quantrill.
Quantrill. I'm going to the game tomorrow. So we're obviously going to preempt our show anyway, but Jerry reached out and he's like, "Hey, I got this ticket. You want to come down? So I'm going to go hook it up down there and watch the Rockies probably win.
Buy a $15 hot dog.
Unless I get there early and I get one of the free ones. They still doing that?
Maybe. There might be some kind of promotion.
I'll be curious to see like the vibe. Again, it's going to be 110, so it's not going to be crazy. But like when Chris Bryant goes to bat, does the five people, including us in the stands, boo him?
I mean, last time he did it, he hit a home run.
Maybe that's what we need to do is motivate him. Is we just boo him big time.
Do you think he hates Rockies fans?
I think he hates the Rockies. Like, his thing when he's like, I should have done my research. These guys are terrible.
Well, neither party did their research.
No. And the Rockies are like, screw you, man. We should have done our research. You're injured all the time. Call it even? Even.
It's like, here's a school project, and neither of you did any work, and it's presentation day, and it's, all right, well, I guess we'll wing it.
Yeah, it was just, and then Bryant tried to backtrack, and he's like, no, I didn't mean it like that. How'd you mean it? You know, you said you should have done your research more. What's more to find out? You know, a simple ESPN standings would have sufficed, I think, Angel. Oh, they're really bad.
Talk to Nolan Arenado and say, hey, how is it over there? Bro, yeah, it's awful.
It's not good.
Don't do it. How much are they paying you? Do it.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, never mind. You know what? And they don't know about the back injury, right? And the other injury, and then the other injury, and then
Wait,
the other
Nolan,
injury.
How much are they paying you to say this?
Yeah.
A lot of money.
All right, that'll do it for us. I'll be back at it on a Thursday. Let's see if the Rocks can get a dub. Big night tonight. Nuggets going at it. The Avs are going at it. I think they got the Wild tonight. Is that right? It's a big game for Georgie. It's a big game for the Nuggets. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.